This person could send out a text for under a nickel. It would cost them less than 5 cents. It's not even worth talking about. It would cost them less than a nickel to send out a text to their 5,000 customers in San Angelo and say, hey, if you order a pizza within the next 15 minutes, we're going to give you a medium pizza free. How long do you think it takes the phone to ring?
Quick.
It'll start ringing them within seconds of it being going out. And so all of a sudden, the pizza delivery guy's not sitting around on his thumb. He's out delivering pizza because you spent a nickel to hit your customers that value you.
I think it's smart.
It's a no-brainer. And this is very affordable, my friends. It's like $50, $60 a month and a nickel every time you text. Well, I mean, what do you want?
And you said the difference. And folks, I'm going to be honest with you. We're doing the radio show. And I don't know how many emails I've got while we're doing the radio show today, but you know, I can figure it ding and ding and ding. You know, I didn't check any. You know, I got two texts. Do you notice I looked off to the side and checked both my texts?
Yeah, so even during the radio show, you checked your texts, but you haven't seen your emails.
No, and I won't see them until this afternoon when we get through. So, I mean, it's just a different deal.
Think about people that make appointments. Like
before you do that, let's take a quick break again, and we'll be right back.
You need to put a clock over here. I can't see
it. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate. And you okay, Mitch? I had to cut you off. Go. Talking about the little deal. The phones.
Oh,
Texas. he looked at me like, hell, the break was only a few seconds, man. Get back with me, man.
So what about people that deal in appointments, like a dentist or a doctor or
they have it.
Or a massage therapist doing physical therapy or whatever. So they have an appointment at 4 and their client calls them at 2:30 and cancels. I mean, when these people lose that hour, it's gone forever. Now, I don't know what this doctor makes an hour or whatever these people make an hour, but let's say it's between $60 and $150 to $250 for that meeting. Then, but imagine if you could text all your customers that you've ever had and say, hey, just had a 4 o'clock cancellation. Anybody up for getting their teeth cleaned or, you know, anybody up for a spontaneous
massage?
Come on, about that. Yeah, so you think that person would lose that 4 o'clock appointment? I don't think they would.
I think you're right.
I think that there's going to be one of your customers that says, hey, I'm going to be right over there about that time. That's great. I'm ready.
Well, and folks, I'm going to tell you how much I believe in, again, with Mitch, is you'll see us buy into this technology, and I'll have all the information on it. So if something like Mitch, what he's talking about, has it, I'll have the information for you, and I'll be happy to share because we share.
Yeah, and you can go to livecom.com. That's live, L-I-V-E, com, C-O-M-M, as in communication, livecom.com. livecom.com, and just peruse around there, see what's going on. And if you want to talk to somebody personally, just contact the support number there and someone will explain everything to you.
I'll tell you, and we talked about this earlier, is support and customer service is going away faster and faster and faster. Have you ever, when you call, and there's nothing I hate, if you have to call a number and you get an 800 number and you're calling on a credit card or you're calling on a phone line or you're calling on something and they put you, well, what language is it? What is this? What is that?
What department you want?
And by the time you get through, you're mad.
Yeah.
And then they hang up or something. I mean, you know, or it's our gas still here. You call the gas company or even the electric companies, the different ones.
Well, they transfer you seven times.
Oh, God. Or they say, can we have that number again? You go, this will be the fourth time I've given it to you and I've been on the phone for 30 minutes. I actually feel sorry for the last person.
Yeah, I think the businesses that really start paying attention to their customer service are really going to stand out because customer service is a lost art.
100% true, and it's important. It's so important. People want to be taken care of. I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
you want somebody that cares about your needs and wants to take care of you.
Yesterday, I was at a major store to buy some stuff to rehab a house. And the only place I could buy it was where I had to serve myself on those machines and I had to check myself out. I left my whole cart there.
So, well, that's ridiculous.
I don't want to check myself out.
Well, and the whole deal too is what upsets you is you go there and then there's five other cash. They're just empty. They're not there.
Why I left the cart, because each line to check myself out had 10 people in it and all the registered had no one there. So I saw the manager walk by. I told him, hey, guy, this would be a great place to open up a lumber store. You ought to do it because you could put people, you could sell stuff right there because it's like it's already set up.
I bet he loves you.
I said, look, there's even registers there. Wow, this could be a gold mine.
let's kind of recap, though. You've got your two books. And I know the first one was a bestseller. Was the second one a bestseller also?
Yes, the second one, 200, My Life in 1,000 Houses, 200 Plus Ways to Find Bargain Properties. They're available at Amazon, or if you want an autograph copy, you can get them at 1000houses.com. My first book, Failing Forward to Financial Freedom, my second book, 200 Plus Ways to Find Bargain Properties, and my third book comes out today, no doubt. My Life in 1,000 Houses, The Art of Owner Financing. And this is where I talk about how I really built my wealth in the niche that I specialize in. I specialize in buying houses with OPM, other people's money, and then owner financing them for a nice markup, somewhere around double, and collecting payments for many, many years. That's called owner financing or seller financing. So my third book, a lot of people have been really intrigued with this. If you don't like being a landlord and you're tired of all those liabilities and those toilets about those phone calls about broken toilets in the middle of the night, quit being a landlord and be the owner financier. Just collect the payments. Be the bank. Let them worry about their air conditioner and their toilets.
Okay, one thing I want to touch on, and it's one thing I was told early in my career, is, and I didn't really understand it for a while, to be honest with you, and I understand it real well now, and I think your whole philosophy is kind of based on it. You make your money when you buy.
Yes.
You made a comment earlier, there's three ways to fail. One would be over-leveraged. Well, that would be a good way to get over-leveraged. Mm-hmm. You know, overextend yourself. And on anything, I don't care whether you're in the real estate business, the brokerage business, you're a radio station, whatever. If you overextend it, it's just a matter of time when something bad's going to happen because you're rolling the dice. If you always stay under the radar, you know, even if something bad happens, you can absorb
You got enough room to recover. So here's the greatest strategy on the planet as far as Mitch Stevens is concerned in his humble little simple mind. You buy it, you do not fix it, you owner finance it for double, and you watch the person that's making you payments that's moved into the house go over budget on the remodel of your collateral.
And they always will.
I always go over budget. My remodel.
Have you ever met a budget? I have never met even close to it.
Yeah, right. So everyone goes over budget in the rehab, even the professionals, even me. Sad to say, but it's just the nature of the beast. So again, the best strategy in the world is you buy it with someone else's money. You borrow some money and you buy a house for X. You sell it for 2X and you owner finance it at a little higher interest rate than you borrowed. You don't fix it. You collect payments from the guy who's fixing up your collateral.
Well, I was listening to you earlier. If you can borrow money, and you, I know you have some private investors and do stuff with you, and you're paying them 8%.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's not your money. To figure out your real yield on this. But you finance that, and you double it, and you're charging 10%. So you have no money in the deal. So what's your real return on your money? Because you don't have anything in it, really.
It's infinity plus whatever I collected for the down payment.
There you have it. It's unbelievable. It's
infinity
huge.
Plus the down payment, if that makes any sense. So I borrow money at 8%. I loan it out. I sell my houses for double at 10%. So I'm making 2% on my borrowed money. And I'm making the whole 10% on the difference between what I borrowed and what I sold the house for. This is an incredible dynamic. This is a way to make a lot of wealth. It's a way to preserve your money. If you just want some passive income, then loan money to people like me that do this, that know how to protect you. But in my business, it's more than just about me making the money. It's also about changing the neighborhoods, bringing the neighborhoods up, bringing the people up. Giving people home ownership when they probably wouldn't have a chance without this kind of system. And it's an incredible wealth builder for those who want to roll up their sleeves, go to work, and become a member of the creative real estate investing community.
Okay, we don't have a lot of, but just to us, you were talking about what we did. What happens if you do, you owner finance a house and they don't pay you?
If the person inside my house doesn't pay me, then unfortunately for them, they lose their down payment because it's not refundable. I'm not going to give them back their down payment. And they're going to have to move either voluntarily or I may set up, pay them a little cash to help them get to where they're going. I mean, the first thing I do is I go talk to them. I want to see if this is fixable because I'll try to fix them. I don't want to take people's houses. That's not what I want to do. That's a big myth. You sell it and then you take it away from them, you sell it again. That's a bad business plan.
That's
a horrible business plan. So then you foreclose and then you have to collect another down payment from someone else that probably more or less will make you whole and you start over again. But what if that person was in that house for 5 years before they had to move? The house is probably worth substantially more than it was when you sold it to them. So the thing I love about creative real estate is real estate gives you a unique way to be made whole if you'll just think about your situation for a little bit.
And work. You have to do the work. You heard Mitch say, he didn't say, well, I sent him a letter. He goes, I go talk to him. You know, and I don't care who you are, what you are, you get the same thing. Then we get mail in the mail. Could you donate to this, donate to that, and I throw it in the trash.
You know, our good friend that was a CEO of a major bank in San Antonio, he says, "How in the world can you sell houses to people with these credit scores and mitigate it when we can't sell houses to people with better scores and mitigate it?" I said, "Well, Steve, the last time someone didn't make a payment to you, when was the last time you got in your truck and drove down and talked to them?"
Good point.
He said, "Never." I said, "I talk to every single one of them. They get behind with me. I go talk to them. What's going on? You're going to recover from this? Do you need a little help? Can I take 2 months worth of payments and put it on the back end? Can you keep going if I just get you even? What can we do?" But if it's just like, this is a black hole and you're never going to be able to fix it, then let's make arrangements for you. Where do you need to go? You got a place to go? Let me help you find a place to go.
There you
go. And then you got your obstinate ones that won't answer the door, and I got to do an eviction or a foreclosure. You know what I mean?
But you show compassion.
Yeah, first and foremost. I don't want to take anyone's house ever.
Is. So, but the whole deal, the whole system, I mean, folks, again, and this isn't for everybody. I certainly know that. And just like we talk, we have some people on from our banks. That's not for everybody. But every deal we have in every community, we have different niches and we have different needs. This certainly fills a big one, actually, in several capacities, whether you're an investor, whether you need
some
help.
Lender
or you know, whatever it is, you've got the whole gamut. But it takes some work. I'm going to tell you right now.
It's been a tremendous industry for me. I've grown and learned so much. I've helped a lot of people, and a lot of people have helped me. And it's a great business to go into if you're looking for that.
Wow. What a great story.
1000houses.com if you want to learn more. 1000houses.com. You can see the books there. You can get a whole bunch of free stuff. I give away a ton of free stuff at my site. My blog is incredible. A guy could read my blog and probably go into business. I don't hold anything back.
Folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next Sunday.